Well, still, it would have been a curiosity because these codes, the Observi algorithm only works in codes with a short constraint length. Because it's exponential in complexity in the memory of the code. So you have to have a fairly small memory, small number of bits stored in the encoder. If your encoder stores 5 bits, you're going to have 32 states in your Viterbi decoder at any time, and you got to do everything essentially 32 times. If you got 10 bits of memory, you got 1,024. You had to use short codes. What happened, though, with Jerry Heller at JPL in 1968, decided to simulate. At that point, things could be simulated a little bit better. And he simulate what happens with these codes. And the amazing thing was these short codes worked well. Codes that had only 5 bits of memory or 6 bits of memory gave incredibly good performance, much better than anybody had anticipated. Okay. So that suddenly said, hey, we've got a good practical soft decision decoding technique, maximum likelihood soft decision decoding technique, not like sequential decoding, which is not maximum likelihood. And that works in short codes, but hey, that's no problem because then we can concatenate that with a Reed-Solomon outer code and get a powerful system.